The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range. Celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.
I'm joined, as always, at this time on a Wednesday by Simon Tierney, and today he is going to tell us how to do stuff. The stuff you do every day, but maybe not be great at, or you need some advice on. What are we talking about today, Simon?
Signatures. Autograph your personal signature. So we had a situation earlier this week where a set of the four Fab Four Beatles autographs sold at auction in the Cotswolds for £4,600 from 1963. A restaurant waitress who was working at that time in the early 1960s, she managed to catch the Beatles while they were dining there. So it just goes to show authentic, historic signatures of truly fantastic celebrities like the Beatles will sell very, very well. And it's remarkable how many people still collect autographs. Like, I was just talking to a few people on the floor this morning, and I met two people within a minute who still have their autograph books from when they were kids. That have, one person said that she has the autographs of pretty much the entire Harry Potter cast, and various other stories like that. I have a few famous ones myself at home.
Who have you got?
I've got Tom Hanks. So I think that's pretty cool. He wrote a book a number of years ago called Uncommon Type, and they had a signed edition of it in Hodges Figgis, so I picked that up.
Oh, so you didn't get to meet him, but you bought him because you... Him. Did you buy it because it had his signature on it and you're a fan?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
Right, and are you going to hold on to that? Do you display it? Is it up on a special bookshelf?
No, I read the book and I enjoyed it, and now it's a prized possession because it's personalised by his signature. I also have a copy of Harold Pinter's plays, which is signed by him. He's a hero of mine, a literary hero of mine. So a few bits and pieces. Do you have any?
I have, let me think, Packy Bonner.
Oh, cool.
From when he saved the penalty and turned up at
a
bank.
That's a great one.
On Letterkenny Main Street, and we queued for hours to see him. Still have that somewhere. And we have one from Michael Jackson, actually.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, our relative worked for Sony Music and we were huge fans as kids. And she got us. So I think that's still in the house somewhere too. Oh, and Bross.
Oh, wow. That's going back.
Possibly the same relative got us Bross's autograph, which after I watched the documentary, I decided we were going to hold on to because...
Oh, definitely.
Always so
worth
entertaining.
Holding on to. The question is, what does your signature say about you? Because a lot of people freak out about they say, oh, I've got a dreadful signature, but it's too late to change it now because I'm in my 40s or what have you. But the reality is that you can change it so long as it's consistent across your documents. So your card, your bank cards, your passport, whatever it is, they still all have signatures. Although it's a bit of an anachronism now. We have this kind of vestigial security apparatus where you, like, why do you need your signature on a bank card? Previously, you know, when I would have gone to a restaurant with my parents when I was a child in the 80s and 90s, the idea of a signature was that the person who was doing the transaction could compare the signature on your bank card with the signature that you put on the receipt that you're paying for.
Yeah,
that
was it authenticated it.
It was a way of authenticating.
I remember it from traveller's checks.
Traveller's
checks.
Remember,
you'd have to bring your passport on the night out if you were on holidays so you could sign your traveller's checks.
Traveller's checks, yeah. So it's kind of, it's less important nowadays because it's such an old form of security.
And yet you still feel that it makes a statement about you?
Oh, it does. We sign our names all the time. So... you want to have it say something about you. We're going to look at some famous examples because I think they give a good indication. So if you look at Donald Trump's signature, which people will be very familiar with from the Epstein files, of course, Donald Trump's is almost illegible if you didn't know it was him. But because it's such a famous signature, you'll know it. It's very aggressive, very pointy. It says something about him as a person. Equally, then if you look at Ronald Reagan, his predecessor, his signature is very humble, very simple, and very legible. Jimmy Carter, as well.
So Donald Trump's is this sort of big, flamboyant, dramatic, spiky signature.
Exactly. Yeah. It's very rough. It's very aggressive. It's a little bit nasty, I would suggest. A lot of people have very flamboyant signatures. I remember when I was in school, one of our teachers had this really elaborate signature where the first letter kind of went up covering half the page, you know. And I always thought it was so strange that a priest would have such an ostentatious signature, you know. I think it's nice to have a humble, simple signature.
But then is that not really forgeable? Is that not one of the reasons that some of these individuals
Absolutely.
Have these sort of complex, flamboyant signatures,
yeah,
do you think?
Yeah, previously when they were required for authentication, that was true. But I don't think it needs to take up half the page.
Okay, so who else has a good signature and what makes a signature stand out and say something positive about who you are as a person?
Yeah, so you got to think about what are the letters, what are the key letters in your name? So for me, Simon, beginning with S,
that's
there's
a lot
that you can do with it. You know, it's very musical, it's flowing and smooth. Kira, you've got a big C. I don't know if you do something outrageous with that C, do you?
I don't like my own signature. But I feel it would be a little bit pretentious to change my signature at 43 years of age.
Yeah. You people
but I don't like what it says.
That. Yeah. But like, look at Obama, right? Obama's signature is really nice. It's worth having a look if you get a chance to Google it. Because he does something creative with it where he has the opportunity with this O, which in itself is, you know, it's a circle. It's you know, there's lots of things you can do with that. But he actually puts the B in Obama, inside the O. So it's very unique
and he's put thought into
instantly recognizable. Yeah, he's thought about it. But you want to be, if you're a creative type, then you want to look at someone like Walt Disney's signature is perhaps one of the best known signatures in the world, because every time you look at a Disney movie or you see a poster for a Disney movie, they use his actual signature. That is his actual signature. It's quite infantile and childlike. It's kind of, the W is rounded on the sides, and he has the opportunity for that big W as well for Walt, which is quite nice.
And he always does that nice big dot above the I.
He does the dot
the
above
swirly the swirly dot. Yeah. Maybe I could try
Which
that.
Which my daughter Gigi also does. You know, that kind of open, hollow eye is very nice. Adele is also very nice. The first E in her name is really artistic. So there's lots of opportunities to do something. Now, a lot of people, if you're particularly famous, will actually, I love this, they'll say, I'm such an icon, I'm so recognisable that I don't have to use my entire name in my signature. Brad Pitt is a classic example of this. Brad Pitt just uses BP, not to be confused with British Petroleum. Don't think he thought about that.
BP Fallon.
BP Fallon, indeed. But he uses BP for Brad Pitt, which is very nice. And it's nicely done, actually. Anyone who has his signature, you're very lucky.
What about adding a little doodle?
I love this.
Do you?
Yeah, this makes it,
you know,
really
a Y
unique.
That turns into a heart.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of people do this. Now, it's a kind of a, if you got an autograph from someone who's very famous and they've given you a little doodle, I mean, you're almost like, can I sell this as a piece of artwork?
You're basically besties.
Yeah. So Jay Leno is probably one of my favourites with this. Jay Leno does a little, it's kind of a self-portrait, really. It's kind of a V shape with two eyes on it, but it's instantly recognisable because Jay Leno has a very prominent jaw. And he's kind of highlighting that in the doodle. So he always does that doodle when he's signing an autograph. The other one is our own Bono. Now, surely some listeners have Bono's autograph. And if you do, please text into the show because I'd be curious to know. So Bono's signature, from what I can gather online, also has a doodle. And it is a self-portrait with his signature sunglasses that he wears.
Googles this immediately.
Yeah.
What are we going to do with Simon Tierney?
So, oh God, yeah.
What could we add in? Your glasses are there?
My bald head.
Your beard?
Yeah.
What about people who sort of sign their name differently to what they're actually called?
Oh, yeah. So Steve Jobs is a good example of this. So Steve Jobs, the late Steve Jobs, the founder of Apple, he actually always signed his name Stephen Jobs. Have you ever heard anyone describe him as Stephen Jobs? Not the PH with a V, but his signature always had that. We can't finish without talking about illegible
script
signatures, because a lot of people, like, this is the classic thing with a doctor who has an illegible, because they're writing prescription scripts all the time, right? Is yours legible?
Yes.
It is.
It is, but boring.
My first name is legible. My surname is not legible. It's like a T with a kind of a squiggle after it for Tierney. My handwriting is generally terrible anyway. We don't use much handwriting anymore, so it's hard to kind of maintain a good style. But Will Ferrell and J.K. Rowling are my two favourite examples of completely illegible autographs. I mean, J.K. Rowling, or Will Ferrell's in particular, is so bad that if you got it, no one would believe you that Will Ferrell actually signed it. But what's hilarious about it, Kira, is that there's a whole a cottage industry online of people selling celebrities' autographs. So you can buy Will Ferrell's autograph online on eBay, but how on earth are you supposed to know?
How are you going to authenticate that?
Authenticated, but it's just a scribble.
Okay, so what basically the message I'm taking is your signature does say something about you.
It does, for
and it's
sure.
Never too late to jazz it up a bit.
No, jazz it up a bit for 2026. Do it.
Simon Tierney, thank you.
Thank you.
The Hard Shoulder.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range, celebrating 100 years of passion for the road. Recharge your soul.